policy against harassment in the workplace. February 1, 2020. Sexual and other unlawful harassment. ABM is committed to providing a work environment that is free of prohibited harassment. As a result, the company maintains a strict policy prohibiting sexual harassment and harassment against applicants and employees based on any legally recognized status, including, but not limited to, race, color, religion, sex, pregnancy, including lactation, childbirth or related medical conditions, sexual orientation, gender identity, age, 40 and over, national origin or ancestry, physical or mental disability, genetic information, including testing and characteristics, veteran status, uniformed service member status, or any other status protected by federal, state, or local law. The company's anti-harassment policy applies to all persons involved in its operations, regardless of their position, and prohibits harassing conduct by any employee of ABM, including supervisors, managers, and non-supervisory employees. This policy also protects employees from prohibited harassment by third parties, such as customers, vendors, clients, visitors, or temporary or seasonal workers. If such harassment occurs in the workplace by someone not employed by ABM, the procedures in this policy should be followed. The workplace includes actual work sites, any setting in which work-related business is being conducted, whether during or after normal business hours, company-sponsored events, or company-owned or controlled property. Sexual harassment defined. Sexual harassment includes unwanted sexual advances, requests for sexual favors or visual, verbal or physical conduct of a sexual nature when submission to such conduct is made a term or condition of employment, or submission to or rejection of such conduct is used as a basis for employment decisions affecting the individual, or such conduct has the purpose or effect of unreasonably interfering with an employee's work performance or creating an intimidating, hostile, or offensive working environment. Sexual harassment includes various forms of offensive behavior based on sex. The following is a non-exhaustive list of the types of conduct prohibited by this policy. Unwanted sexual advances or propositions, including repeated and unwelcome requests for dates. Offers of employment benefits in exchange for sexual favors. Making or threatening reprisals after a negative response to sexual advances. Visual conduct, leering, making sexual gestures, displaying of sexually suggestive objects or pictures, cartoons, posters, websites, emails or text messages. Verbal conduct, making or using sexually derogatory comments, innuendos, epithets, slurs, sexually explicit jokes, or comments about an individual's body or dress, whistling or making suggestive or insulting sounds, verbal and or written abuse of a sexual nature, graphic verbal and or written sexually degrading commentary about an individual's body or dress, sexually suggestive or obscene letters, notes, invitations, emails, text messages, tweets, or other social media postings. Physical conduct, touching, assault or impeding or blocking normal movements. Retaliation for making reports or threatening to report sexual harassment. Other types of harassment. Harassment on the basis of any legally protected status is prohibited, including harassment based on race, color, religion, sex, pregnancy, including lactation, childbirth or related medical conditions, sexual orientation, gender identity, age, 40 and over, national origin or ancestry, physical or mental disability, genetic information, including testing and characteristics, veteran status, uniformed service member status, or any other status protected by federal, state, or local law. Prohibited harassment may include behavior similar to the illustrations above pertaining to sexual harassment. It also includes, but is not limited to, verbal conduct, including taunting, jokes, threats, epithets, derogatory comments or slurs based on an individual's protected status. Visual and or written conduct, including derogatory posters, photographs, calendars, cartoons, drawings, websites, emails, text messages or gestures based on an individual's protected status. And physical conduct, including assault, unwanted touching or blocking normal movement because of an individual's protected status. Complaint procedure. Any applicant or employee who believes that he or she has been subjected to prohibited harassment or retaliation by a coworker, supervisor, manager, client, visitor, vendor, customer, or temporary or seasonal worker of ABM, or who believes another individual has been subject to such conduct, should report it immediately. Applicants and employees are encouraged to report concerns, even if they relate to incidents in the past, involve individuals who are no longer affiliated with ABM, or concerns conduct occurring outside of work if it impacts the individual at work. Reports should be made to the ABM Compliance Hotline at 1-877-253-7804 or abmhotline.ethicspoint.com, or to your local human resources representative or regional HR director. Employees are encouraged, but not required, to communicate to the offending person that his or her conduct is offensive and unwelcome. Any lead, foreperson, supervisor, or manager who receives a complaint of harassment or retaliation must immediately report the allegation to human resources. After a report is received, a thorough and objective investigation will be undertaken. Confidentiality will be maintained to the extent practical and permitted by law. Investigations will be conducted as confidentially as possible, and related information will only be shared with others on a need-to-know basis. The investigation will be completed and a determination made and communicated to the employee as soon as practical. If a complaint of prohibited harassment or discrimination is substantiated, appropriate disciplinary action, up to and including termination of employment, will be taken. If a complaint cannot be substantiated, the company may take appropriate action to reinforce its commitment to providing a work environment free from harassment. Leaders' responsibility. All lead, forepersons, supervisors, and managers are responsible for implementing this policy, which includes, but is not limited to, taking steps to prevent harassment and retaliation, ensuring that all employees under their supervision have knowledge of and understand this policy, promptly reporting any complaints to the designated human resources representatives so they may be investigated and resolved in timely manner, taking and/or assisting in prompt and appropriate corrective action when necessary to ensure compliance with this policy, and conducting themselves, at all times, in a manner consistent with this policy. Failure to meet these responsibilities may lead to disciplinary action, up to and including termination. Protection against retaliation. Retaliation is prohibited against any person by another employee or by ABM for using this complaint procedure, reporting prescribed harassment, objecting to such conduct or filing, testifying, assisting or participating in any manner in any investigation, proceeding or hearing conducted by a governmental enforcement agency. Prohibited retaliation includes, but is not limited to, termination, demotion, suspension, failure to hire or consider for hire, failure to give equal consideration in making employment decisions, failure to make employment recommendations impartially, adversely affecting working conditions, or otherwise denying any employment benefit. Individuals who believe they have been subjected to retaliation or believe that another individual has been subjected to retaliation should report this concern to the ABM Compliance Hotline at 1-877-253-7804 or abmhotline.ethicspoint.com, or to your local human resources representative or regional HR director. Any report of retaliatory conduct will be investigated in a thorough and objective manner. If a report of retaliation prohibited by this policy is substantiated, appropriate disciplinary action, up to and including termination of employment, will be taken. If a complaint cannot be substantiated, the company may take appropriate action to reinforce its commitment to providing a work environment free from retaliation. Good faith. The initiation of a good faith complaint of harassment or retaliation will not be grounds for disciplinary action, even if the allegations cannot be substantiated. Any individual who makes a complaint that is demonstrated to be intentionally false may be subject to discipline, up to and including termination. Support for individuals impacted by harassment or retaliation. The company will strive to assist anyone who has been subjected to unwelcome harassment or retaliation to feel more comfortable in the work environment. Such assistance may, but does not necessarily include, transfer or reassignment. Any such assistance is at the company's sole discretion.